Welcome to episode 361 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This month, we're exploring the role of women in God's Word and celebrating the female voices of the past who have paved the way for women to enjoy a fuller life with which to serve the Lord. King Lemuel is mentioned as the author of Proverbs 31, at least of the first 9 verses. Proverbs 31 verse 1 introduces this section, the sayings of King Lemuel, an inspired utterance his mother taught him. So as Lemuel was growing up, his mother gave him sage advice, which he later arranged in poetic form and recorded for the ages. The whole process was supervised by the Holy Spirit, and the result was an inspired utterance, Holy Scripture. We don't know much about King Lemuel other than what is recorded in Proverbs 31. The name Lemuel means for God or devoted to God. Based on the one passage attributed to this character, we know that Lemuel was a king, he had a wise mother, and he wrote some poetry. Many commentators have surmised that Lemuel is actually King Solomon, in which case the mother would be Bathsheba. It could be that Lemuel was a pet name for Solomon, used by his mother in tender address, and that Solomon wrote down her advice in the manner she would have expressed it. Another theory is that Lemuel is actually King Hezekiah. A third theory is that Lemuel and his mother are fictional characters created by Solomon as a picture of an ideal king and queen mother. The whole book of Proverbs is chock full of word pictures of universal truths. Throughout Proverbs, wisdom is anthropomorphized as a woman. As early as Proverbs 1 verse 20, wisdom is compared to a woman who shouts in the streets, chastising fools and scoffers. Proverbs 31 provides a detailed metaphor of feminine wisdom in the context of a family and a community. The most quoted section, verses 10 to 31, is something called a chiastic poem. That is a poem that cycles through repeated thoughts in a particular order. The beginning of each verse is actually a different letter in the Hebrew alphabet. The chapter speaks of the worth of a good wife to her husband, the manual labor that she does, her fulfillment of responsibilities to those who need her, her ability to provide for her family, and her wisdom in caring for herself so she can share her strength with others. These ideas are presented in a kind of circular pattern throughout the section. The chapter begins with King Lemuel recounting advice his mother had given him. She exhorted him to not fall to weaknesses that would compromise his position as king, but to care for the poor. One of the weaknesses the king's mother mentioned was the susceptibility of his strength or noble character to be harmed by improper relationships with women. Although verses 10 to 31 do not directly follow this warning in the original, they do illustrate a fitting description of what kind of woman Lemuel should seek. Verses 10 to 12.
Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life.
A good, supportive, trusting wife is a blessing to a man. A woman who partners with her husband, who is reliable and looks out for his interests, gives a man a security that is greatly lacking in the world. She is worth more than any material gain. No amount of money can compare to someone who provides emotional support, who is trustworthy, loyal, dependable, and faithful. Wisdom provides the same benefits. It is worth more than money. You can always trust it to make the right decision, and it provides blessings for those who have it. Verses 13, 19, and 27.
She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness.
The wife of Proverbs 31 isn't afraid of work. She gets up in the morning and gets things done. In the time of Solomon, this involved making fabric and sewing clothes. But verse 27 certainly applies directly to us today. Taking care of our responsibilities is a characteristic of wisdom. Verses 15, 21, and 20.
She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy.
Another characteristic of wisdom is the grace to help others. The Proverbs 31 wife ensures that those under her care receive what they need, food, clothing, protection. And she's able to serve others out of the excess of her work and the leaning of her heart. She has so internalized her role as a provider that it extends past her immediate responsibilities and into the community. Verses 14, 16, 18, 24.
She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planteth a vineyard. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant.
Beyond everything else, she is savvy. She's educated about the world and the world of business. She knows how to use her skills to provide for her family, and she's not afraid to go interact with that world, whether it be as a merchant or a buyer. She knows how to use her strengths to her best advantage, and she fully realizes the value of her efforts. Verses 17, 22, 25, and 26.
She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness.
The Proverbs 31 woman not only knows her worth, she knows her responsibilities to herself. She would not be able to provide for others if she neglected her needs, both physical and spiritual. She makes sure her appearance reflects her respected position as an influence in her community. Her greatest strength is her wisdom, her accurate judgment about the world, and her influence in it. And she's quick to share the wisdom she has gained to encourage others to reach their potential. Verses 23, 28, 29, 30, and 31.
Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates.
She knows that as a partner in her marriage, she has a tremendous influence on her husband's ministry. She can integrate her life, both domestic and professional, with her ministry in such a way that her husband has the freedom to serve. In fact, her reputation is so established that it bleeds off onto him. The Proverbs 31 wife is a fierce provider and protector for those she cares about. She is wise to the ways of the world, but lives by the wisdom of God. As in the rest of the Proverbs, these specific examples provide a metaphor for the larger truth. How any individual woman exemplifies these characteristics will depend on her situation, gifts, and abilities. The key is in verse 30, just as it is in the beginning of Proverbs, in Proverbs 1, verse 7. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Father, whomever we are, male or female, husband or wife, father or mother, son or daughter, may we be praiseworthy because we fear the Lord. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.